time it takes me to play this Browns fight song, give or take a second, the Browns can lose a football game. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram joins us to tell us a little bit about, well, as it says on the front page of the Chronicle Sports section, kicking themselves. You never can tell what you're going to see on a Sunday, can you, Scott?
No, you can't. It's always something, huh? I mean, with 2:35 left, I think you thought for sure the Browns are going to get the upset that they've been dreaming about, right? Finally break that skid, get that signature win, and then it just disappeared. And it was a crazy way to lose. The Browns have lost a lot of crazy games, and this is one of them.
Yeah, it's one of those where you have to line up everything, and everything has to work properly. You have to have them throw a touchdown with a penalty in the end zone, allowing you to get better spot for the kickoff and then do an onside kick and then a penalty in the end zone. So the referees were kind of like the 12th man on the field, I guess, if we want to say that.
Well, yeah. I mean, as I wrote, it's like everything, a whole series of events needed to happen for the Browns to lose, and then they all happened. You know, the biggest was that onside kick. You know, because when you're up by 12 and the Patriots wind up out of timeouts, the only way they win that game is if you get an onside kick. So the defense is on the first Patriots touchdown. They play their prevent. They made a march down the field, took up a minute and a half. You think, okay, we'll get the onside kick. The game's over. And, you know, I don't know, the Fodger Whitaker, whose chest had bounced off, have kind of blamed the coaching staff that I don't think we were prepared for that. They didn't have anybody in the middle of the field. You know, Coach Rob Schnitzky said they were prepared for it, and they just weren't able to recover it. And it was a good kick, and it was a good plan by Bill Belichick and his staff. But you're supposed to be able to recover an onside kick in the last 2 minutes, and that's how you win games. And then when you don't, and you give Tom Brady another chance on a short field, that doesn't help. And then the refs, like you said, they were the last ingredient. That, I didn't think either of those critical calls were good calls. And I'm not saying that changed the game, because Tom Brady would have just had to go a little longer to do it. But they obviously played a big part in the game.
Here's a little what Bill Belichick had to say. And no difference, I guess, whether he wins or loses. But
that was another wild one. You know, once again, got to, give our team a lot of credit for the way they, played. Plays were made there at the end of the game. And, you know, some real good individual efforts. Got a lot of, obviously, contributions from everybody.
So that's what he sounds like in a good mood, I guess, right? When he talks like that.
And he sounds all geeked up.
Yeah, he sure does. Well, aside from that final minute and 1 second, what about the performance of the Browns yesterday? What did you think?
I think it was as well as they played all year. You know, offensively, Josh Gordon just continued that amazing stretch he's on. And, you know, he was going against Aqib Talib. He was one of the top, I don't know, five corners in the league, and he dominated. He was open all day long. He shoved him down on that 80-yard touchdown. He just said, get out of my face with that stiff arm. Jason Campbell played really well after coming back from that concussion. I thought, for a while, I said, man, he's throwing too many short passes, but he managed the game and kept the ball out of Tom Brady's hands, and he wound up with a career-high 391, I think. And defensively, if you keep Tom Brady scoreless for as long as they did, he didn't have his first touchdown, I think, until 6 seconds left in the third quarter. That's a heck of a job. Now, they gave up some points late, obviously, and they lost the game again. But to me, it doesn't feel quite as bad as the week before when they blew that late lead to Jacksonville, because if you're playing Chad Henne in Jacksonville, not, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots. So I think until the last 3 minutes, it was probably as well as this team can play, which is why, and I don't know if it'll sit well with some fans, but, the players and even Coach Rob Kaczynski kind of saw the bright side in a hurry last night. They were excited, proud of themselves. They feel like they're heading in the right direction, even after such a crushing loss.
Well, that loss happened so quickly, it's almost as if your head got spun around and you're like, still like, whoa, what happened here? We were enjoying this for a while, and suddenly we got slapped in the face at the end. But what'd you say about the good things we saw? How is that going to apply then for the final three games of our season?
Well, you know, you would expect it to carry over, and I think if Jason Campbell stays healthy, he's got 3 100 rating games when he's been healthy this year. Then he had 2 games where one he was knocked out, one he was dealing with ribs, he didn't play as well. So I think he gives the Browns, you know, he kind of stabilizes that Browns offense and gives it a shot to be productive and efficient. I think the defense, you know, he's played well most of the year, except in a couple crucial areas, the red zone and late in a couple games. So, you know, they got a chance to win these last three. Chicago at home. Chicago's not playing particularly great. They play tonight, so they'll be on a short week. Then I go to the Jets, who are up and down, and they finish with the Steelers, who will probably won't make the playoffs. So, you know, Dakota Jackson, the captain and linebacker after the game, said he expects them to finish with a better record than they have been, which means they probably need to win the last three games, and he feels that's realistic.
So, again, Chicago coming to town for the final home game of the season, and then two on the road. And then we finish out 2013 and look again towards next year to see how things go. But
I think it's important if they add, you know, if they finish with five wins last year, if they could get to six, it'd be a little bit of improvement. If they could get to seven, which would mean they sweep the last three games, to me that'd be significant improvement.
And health-wise, everybody came through that game all right?
You know, left guard John Greco hurt his knee on the first play. He tried to stay in the game, but eventually had to leave. But they have a little bit of depth there, so that's not a huge issue. And then Willis McGahee, the running back, had suffered a concussion late in the game. So it'll be, you know, with a concussion, you never know. He's probably doubtful for next game. And already been there, so they might have to add a running back just so they have a third one on the roster.
You know, that concussion is taking more people out than the proverbial groin injury that used to occur a lot more.
Yeah, you know, those things go in cycles. And nowadays, I mean, you know how it works. The medical people are so attuned to concussions that, you know, if you're a little dazed, they take you out, you know. So, I mean, he could be back this week, but I don't know if I'd expect him to be back.
Well, you'll be back next week. We'll talk again on Monday after the Browns and the Bears. Scott, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle-Telegram. Read him all week long here as he covers the Browns.